drive from Don Brennan's old restaurant on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevards, Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, today we bring you the toast of Hollywood, and I do mean toast. He pops up every morning, he's always in a scrape, and he loves to be buttered up. Yes, it's that crummy Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Thank you, and good morning, ladies. Good morning again to you out there along the party line. Greetings from California and the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. A little early out our way, of course, but up to now, and as far as I know, a wonderful morning again. I think, no doubt. Sounds like a weather report from Duffy's Tavern, doesn't it? Well, we have visitors again today. I guess, I don't know, the last couple months we've had folks in here from all over the world. And we opened the Ivory Flake section of our little radio train. We kind of like to visit with some of them. Arnette, we'll start with you. You're not looking at me. Who are you?
Mildred Stanford from Plymouth, New Hampshire.
What were you looking for, Mildred?
You.
Well, I'm here. You're looking over that way.
Couldn't miss it.
Huh?
Couldn't miss it.
You were looking at something particular up there in the booth. Huh?
No.
I see you have wearing a service pin.
Yes, sir.
How long were you in service?
Almost 4 years.
4 years? What branch of service?
Army Nurse Corps.
Army Nurse Corps. Congratulations. I bet you're a good nurse, too. Is that your buddy?
That's right, sir. Florence Turner, Boston, Massachusetts.
From Boston. You hear the program back there, Miss Turner?
Yes, sir.
Would you please stand? There's a character over there. Will you please stand back there, too? From Boston. I'll make a face at her. The lady in this restaurant this morning hasn't heard the program. Who are you, sir?
C.R. Ryder. Mrs. C.R. Ryder from New Bethel, Perry County, PA.
You're Mrs. C.R. Ryder?
Mrs. C.R. Ryder. I'm Mr. C.R. Ryder.
Well, I asked you who you were, and you said you were Mrs. C.R. Ryder.
Yes.
You're Mrs. Ryder.
That's right.
Hello, Ms. Ryder.
Hello.
Having a vacation, Mr. Ryder?
Yes, sir.
What do you do back there?
Well, I'm retired now.
You're retired? You retired from what sort of business?
Pennsylvania Railroad.
With the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Yes.
What did you do on the railroad?
Well, I was a conductor on the railroad.
Many years, eh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a fine railroad, I'll tell you that.
Pearl Schellebarger, Pekin, Illinois.
Hello, Pearl. We have some girls up here I want to meet. They have a bunch of Girl Scouts. Is that right? Who are you, honey?
Colleen Bush, Summerland.
Yes, you?
Eileen Hilford, Summerland.
Yeah?
Bob Ivan Weiser, Summerland.
Yeah?
Catherine Jordan, Summerland.
Good.
Dolores Helford, Summerland.
Are you sure?
Savannah Knight, Summerland.
Mm-hmm.
June Miller, Summerland.
Now, what is this occasion, girls? You all in one troop here? What is this business? What brings you down here?
We come down here. We had a bazaar, and we earned $105 to come down here and visit you.
You earned $105 at your bazaar?
Uh-huh.
And you came down here to visit me?
Yeah, and have breakfast.
You have $105?
No. We did.
We did, sure. I want to sit in with this group here. Well, honey, how did you raise the $105?
We had a bazaar.
Uh-huh. And you made $105.
Yes, we did.
And then they sent you down here. Why?
We want to have breakfast in Hollywood.
Yes, I know. But, honey, did you have the bazaar for yourself just to come down here? Or for
we had to earn money and had to get our second-class badges that way.
Oh, uh-huh. And they sent you down here to have breakfast in Hollywood, huh?
This is our treat for second-class badges.
Oh, this is your treat for getting your second-class badges.
Uh-huh.
Well, aren't you nice? You came down to have breakfast in Hollywood. Did you enjoy your breakfast?
Oh, sure.
Good. Well, come on, you just stand. We're going to give them a nice welcome. They're nice and standing good. Summerland is just outside of Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
About 6 miles.
Good. I'll sign it right after the broadcast. Well, you know something? Oh, yes, here comes Ken Carson, the Ivory Flakes troubadour. Good morning, Ken. You know, you strike a note in my memory. You remind me to tell the ladies it's Ivory Flakes for dishes. Isn't that so, Ken?
Why, sure, Tom.
Go.
For hands that will be smoother, younger to see, here is all that it takes. Only one box of Ivory Flakes.
Yeah, what a tune for your dishpan. Only one box of Ivory Flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger-looking hands. Now, don't you think your hands deserve the same break you give your pretty clothes? You wouldn't trust them to a strong wash day soap, so why take it out on your hands? Soaps like that can change your hands from peach petals to purple nightmares. But there's an easy way out. Change to Ivory Flakes for dishes. The flake form of Baby's famous Ivory soap. One box of Ivory Flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger-looking hands. Those wash day soaps don't even do as fast a job on the dishes. With Ivory Flakes, you get suds faster. Suds that last longer. Suds that actually wash more dishes than any leading wash day soap. It's Ivory Flakes for dishes, all right. For speed. For suds. For hands that will be smoother, younger to see. Here is all that it takes. Only one box of Ivory Flakes. Your Ivory Flame.
Thanks, Jim.
One of us is good. We're going for a hat now.
Boston with a
bug. Yeah, I saw that, Johnny, but I spotted another one here somewhere in a camp.
This one?
No, that wasn't it. That little flat number up there looks like a... Talk about your burnt toast. I saw one, Johnny, when I came in this morning. Now I lost it. No, that... No, that isn't it. Oh, my. Where? Yes, here it is. I knew I'd seen it. Now I get through here. Thanks. What is your name?
Harriet Phillips from San Pedro.
Well, take it off, Miss Phillips. We'll try it on. Who are you?
Florence Brisley from Woodward, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Alvin White, Los Angeles.
Hello, Miss White.
Lillian Land from San Pedro.
Well, that looks like a gag on
me. Mr. and Mrs. Harry Onis from Pittman, New Jersey.
Good. Hello.
Hello.
You are?
Harry Onis, Pittman, New Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Onis. Are you having trouble tonight? He really has that pinned on there. If you didn't expect it, no, I wouldn't think so. Now, you know it. That's how long it's to... How long did it take her to put it on? She has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bobby pins so far. And here's the hat. Fool me, John. Typical April. I don't know how I'll keep it on. I mean, we'll just put it on. To balance the thing. Isn't that silly, girl? Huh? It certainly is. Certainly doesn't look any worse. Oh, my. Well, let's award our wishing ring here now. We'll let one of the girls. Honey, suppose you draw a number out of here, will you, please? Hope you draw your own. This will win it. 15367. 15367. Remember, ladies, to keep saving used fat, won't you? You hear me every day say there's a worldwide shortage, so everybody every day save every drop. Turn it in. It's worth your while, too. You get more money for used fat than ever before. Who are you?
Benny Lynham, Flint, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, folks.
Louis Lynham, Flint, Michigan.
Illinois.
Mrs. Johnson, Flint, Michigan.
Oscar Johnson, Flint, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Ed and Mooney.
From?
Hollywood.
Hello. Who is this? It's one our wishing ring. The winners are always back in the corner.
Mrs. Della Skimmelhorn.
Mrs. what?
Della Skimmelhorn. Albany, New York.
Mrs. Della?
Skimmelhorn.
Skimmelhorn.
Yeah.
You mean it's just like Skimmelhorn? Hmm?
Yeah.
Skimmelhorn?
Skimmelhorn.
Oh, Skimmelhorn. Never heard the name before, Miss Skimmelhorn. How long have you had the name Skimmelhorn?
About 27 years.
27 years? You have any little Skimmelhorns?
I have one son.
Huh?
I have one son.
One
25.
Son? One son, 25. What was your maiden name?
Castle.
Castle. You changed a beautiful name like Castle to Skimmelhorn. Where were you married, Miss Skimmelhorn? Skimmelhorn? Skirmerhorn.
Skirmerhorn.
Skirmerhorn. Where were you married?
Bennington, Vermont.
In Vermont. Is that your home state?
No. Albany, New York.
Oh, I see. You're from... but no. The Skirmerhorns came from...
No, we just went there to be married.
Oh, you went from Albany to... to get married. Are you enjoying your stay in Southern California, Mrs. Skirmerhorn?
Yes, wonderful.
Good. How long have you been here?
Since November.
Since November. You spent the winter here then, right? Uh-huh. I see. What is Mr. Skirmerhorn's business? Does he do?
Oh, he drives cab most of the time.
A taxi cab driver. Uh-huh. Well, he's a busy fellow these days. Is he driving here?
No. No. He's on vacation.
Oh, he's on vacation. You mean he drives a taxi cab and then can afford to take a vacation for November? I'm in the wrong business. Well, Mrs. Gump... What's your first name?
Della.
Well, Della, here's your wishing ring. You've heard our program, have you?
Yes.
Occasionally. All right, Miss Della, I'll put this on your finger. Now, you make a wish, will you, Miss Skirmerhorn?
Well, I'd like to see a picture being made.
You'd like to see a movie being made. It's rather a difficult thing to do, but I imagine we can arrange it for you. Uh-huh. I don't know what... perhaps we can see. You would like to go to the Paramount Studios, no doubt.
I don't know from the other.
Johnny, we'll send them down to Paramount, hey? What are they doing down there? Huh? What are we shooting down there?
I really don't know. I think it's shooting the clock.
The clock? I know the road to Rio. That's finished. Isn't that complete?
The Imperfect Lady is still going on down there. I mean, I think they've finished that. You see that?
Well, you're not very particular, are you?
No.
You just like to see a movie
yeah.
being made. How many are in your party?
Three.
All right, we'll send you down, and maybe I don't know. I don't know whether Hope and Crosby. I'm pretty sure Crosby's in the East now. And, huh? He's gone, yeah. But you may meet Bob and I don't know. You'll meet a lot of boys and gals down there. You'll get a big thrill. You'll have lunch anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Only don't thank me. Paramount's going to pay for it. And then no doubt they'll show you, give you a special screening of some sort.
All right.
You'll enjoy the trip through Paramount Studio. What was your name again?
Skirmerhorn.
Ray Milland and Teresa Wright have just finished a story down there, too. The Imperfect Lady. That's a swell picture. Maybe you have a chance to see that. Bobby, where's Bobby? Come on out here, Robert. I haven't introduced Bobby Filipino for a long time. Well, here he is. I know the girls here from Summerland wanted to see you, Bobby. This
is
Bobby Filipino, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he cute?
Trying to guess our ages today.
He was what?
Trying to guess our ages.
You were trying to guess their ages. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
I mean, you know, I'm underage. So
what?
Under 12 don't come in. I didn't ask them all the questions.
Oh, you under 12, you say they don't come in. You didn't ask them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, they look at them. They're all over 12. You have to be over 12, don't you, to get your second badge, your second...
No, we have to be 10.
Oh, you have
to get in Scouts.
Oh, I see. Well, they're all over 12, Bobby. You can tell that. Look at
them. Well, I was only 11. That's...
How old are you, honey?
11.
Well, now, you can look at the rest of them and see they're all over 12. Aren't you, girls?
Yes.
Yeah. Shame on you. She's awfully cute. All right, Bobby, you got a little joke for the folks this morning?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Do you know why you should go sunbathing at the beach instead of in the mountain?
Get out the paper and read it. What is it, Bobby?
Do you know why you should go sunbathing at the beach and not in the mountains?
Why you should go sunbathing at the beach and not in the mountains?
That's right.
No, why?
Because the mountain peaks.
The mountain peaks. Oh, my goodness. Simply have to get him better material someplace. Well, that will conclude in soon time the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. Remember, they're pure flakes, mild flakes, they're ivory flakes. This next 15 minutes brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. Kellogg, makers of all brands. And friends, before I read the good neighbor letter, I'd like to remind you that there's a drive underway now to raise money for a very important purpose. It's to raise money for the American Cancer Society. And President Truman is the chairman of this drive. Now, there's no need to tell you what a costly battle it is to lick this terrible disease. So do your part to help. Address your donations, please, to the American Cancer Society, Post Office Box 102, Hollywood, California. This is a national drive for funds, and every part of the country will benefit from it. The address again, the American Cancer Society, Box 102, Box 102, Hollywood, California. And we're certainly expecting a big return. I know that many, many of you would have sent in your donations long ago if you'd known where to send them. Here's our good neighbor letter from St. Petersburg, Florida, this morning. It's a good one, too. It says, Dear Tom, right here in St. Petersburg, we have a very wonderful person who I and many others think is a good neighbor. She is Mrs. Evelyn Barton Rittenhouse, sophomore apartment hotel in St. Petersburg. You know, as a usual thing, when folks grow old, say 75 and up, they are so frequently put on the shelf, but not so here. This good neighbor, over 23 years ago, founded the three-quarter century club, all over 75 being eligible. They have a wonderful chorus of over 50 voices and have a softball team called the Kids and the Cubs, and they really do make home runs, believe it or not. The club meets every week, always having some form of entertainment. And dues are $1 a year up to the age of 90, after which they become honorary members. Mrs. Rittenhouse is dearly loved by all her boys and girls, as she calls them. She visits the sick and sees that they have flowers or anything else they need. Makes life so much more enjoyable for the grandmas and grandpas. Don't you think she is deserving of your beautiful orchid for making the years of our old people more happy and bright? No one really knows all of her many acts of kindness. Tom, I'm not a member of the three-quarter club yet, but my mother, who is in her 89th year, is, and I go with her each week that she's able to attend, so I do feel I know whereof I write. Very sincerely, Mrs. E. G. E. Fowler of 929 14th Street North, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, we know that the city of St. Petersburg sponsors a radio program conducted by Major George Robinson over radio station WSUN in St. Petersburg, and we were happy to hear that Miss Rittenhouse will be on that program tonight at 6 o'clock St. Petersburg time. And so Corny sent the orchid ahead so that Major Robinson may present it to Mrs. Rittenhouse on our behalf. Evelyn Barton Rittenhouse, Southmore Apartment Hotel, 146 6th Avenue Northeast, St. Petersburg, Florida, has been made our good neighbor today. Come on, Mason. Hello, Corny. How are you this morning?
Well, I feel pretty good today, Tommy. In fact, I feel just fine.
Well, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah, I took my wife to a show last night, expecting to see a gangster picture.
You were expecting to see a gangster picture?
Yeah, I thought the name of the thing was The Yeg and I.
The Yeg and I?
It wasn't.
No, I noticed it wasn't. Didn't you take your little niece with you too, Corny, the one that just got out of finishing school?
No, we had to send her back to finishing school. They forgot to put her ears on.
Terrible. She's supposed to get married on Johnny Nelson's Bride and Groom program, isn't she, Corny?
Yeah, sometime next week she's going to get married.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
As soon as Roscoe gets out of the Army, he's a second lieutenant.
She's marrying a second lieutenant, eh?
Yeah, the first one got away.
You a little joke this morning, Corny?
Eh?
You heard me. You have a little joke for us this morning?
Oh, heavens to God. I got a joke. You know I got a joke.
All right. Well, what is it? Come on. You're wasting time.
Well, did you hear the one about that Army nurse that was just nominated Miss Metal Polisher of 1947?
No. The Army nurse was nominated Miss Metal Polisher of 1947.
Yeah, she always took a shine to brass hats.
Corny, the nurse has got a gay. Bang out of that. Nobody else did. Well, the orchid's already gone, Corny. You go, too.
Yes, okay. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye all.
Come on, Corny. You know, laugh and the world laughs with you, but try and find company when there are tears to shed. Now, I know lots of women swear by a good cry, say it always helps them, but it seems to me that depends on what ails you. Now, thousands of folks have found the answer to one of their problems in Kellogg's All Bran. For fresh, toasty Kellogg's All Bran is more than just a swell-tasting cereal. It's a cereal with extra benefits. Listen.
Kellogg's All Bran is a natural laxative food. That means if you're not getting enough bulk in your diet to keep you regular, then eating a dish of Kellogg's All Bran every day and drinking plenty of water may solve this problem for the rest of your life. Because this remarkable regulating cereal is a natural source of bulk. Now, if after a 10-day trial you don't agree that Kellogg's All Bran is beneficial, the Kellogg Company will refund to you twice what you paid for your package. Simply send the empty carton to the Kellogg Company, Battle Creek, Michigan.
That sparkling white package of Kellogg's All Bran, folks, that name Kellogg's is your guarantee of nearly half a century of skill and know-how with cereals. All Bran and only All Bran is made from Kellogg's own blend of soft wheat bran. So remember that your grocers always say Kellogg's before you say All Bran. Ask for the one and only Kellogg's All Bran. I know you'll enjoy the Kellogg program which follows us in these same stations. So stay tuned for an enjoyable 15 minutes, won't you? Now then, we're going to award our orchid, the Armroy Orchid, to our eldest guest. And I'd like to have a bid. The little lady back there is how old? 84. 88. 88. Will that win? 88 wins this morning. All right. She's back here, somebody say? Oh, there she is. Well, hello. And who are you?
I am Marcelle Hoyt Applegate. Applegate Hoyt.
Hey.
I was an Applegate first, and I was married to Hoyt.
Oh, I see. Well, now, come on. Where are you from, Mrs. Marcella Applegate Hoyt?
I ain't very much on the feet.
Aren't you?
No.
Well, can you just stand for just a second and
yeah.
meet the ladies?
Yeah.
Now, I'll let you sit down right away then. Mm-hmm. Where do you live?
1235
14. Los Angeles.
Hawthorne.
Oh, in Hawthorne.
Hawthorne, yeah.
Here she is from Hawthorne, California. Miss Hoyt, 88. You don't mind standing for just a moment, do you?
No.
You're going to be all right now?
Yeah, yeah.
You can lean on me, only I'm afraid I'd fall down, too. When were you 88? Oh, she's having a birthday today. Isn't that wonderful? The day you were 8, where were you born?
Grafton, Illinois.
In Grafton?
1859.
Good for you. Now tell me this, did you raise a family?
I did.
How many?
Here's one of them.
That's one of them.
I got another daughter, and I got two sons.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Well, that's a matter of taste. Mrs. Hoyt, how many grandchildren have you?
I've got three.
You've got what?
Three.
Three grandchildren. Two. Great-grandchildren.
Five.
Five. Where are you married? Where?
Caseyville.
In
Oh, wait a minute.
From
St. Louis, Missouri.
You were married in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was that to Mr. Abigail?
Abigate.
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 That's your first marriage.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, that's my father.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. I thought you said you were married twice.
No.
Oh.
My name is Marcella Applegate. That's where I was married when I was a girl.
Oh, your maiden name.
Yeah.
Was Applegate.
Yeah.
And you married Mr. Hoyt.
Yeah.
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 Now
we're all right.
We're all set now. That was in St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did he do, Mrs. Hoyt?
My husband?
Yes.
He was a painter.
A painter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A trade.
Mm-hmm. You've been a widow how long?
1902.
1902.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're pretty active for 88. You getting around a little bit?
Oh, I'm fine. Mm. Dad, but can't walk.
Well, what's the trouble? Did you have an accident or something?
Well, yes. I had a stroke about 3 years ago. Oh. It settled in my lower part of my limb, and I can't walk to any good at all.
You don't get around very
much.
Well, do you walk with a cane or some...
Oh, I walk sometimes around the house. I don't do much she takes care of me. I walk around the house with a cane and with crutches.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get around much.
Mm-hmm. Well, when she lives alone.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There's too much talking going around you. Do you mind if we talk to Mrs. Hoyt? She happens to be in the spotlight. Everybody's trying to help you here, Mrs. Hoyt. Yeah. They tell me you dance, too. Is that right? Huh? Well, that's what
I'll tell you what I done when Mr. Roosevelt was dead.
Mm-hmm.
He was dying.
Yes.
A man come to us where we was out here. We out here at the place eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we was dancing on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
And a man come along and said, the ladies said, hold down. So Roosevelt's dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I done in a dance. And I can't dance now.
No. You stop right there.
Yeah, I could.
Mrs. Hoyt, you say you've lived in Hawthorne how many years?
25.
25
yeah.
years you've been out there.
25 years.
And you live alone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a little house or an apartment?
Yeah, no, a little house, a little cottage.
Well, do you take care of it yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Such as it is.
Huh? Such as it is, huh? Oh, I bet it's all right. Well, look here what we have for your birthday.
Oh, Lord, ain't that pretty. Oh, ain't that pretty. I've heard of them, but I've never seen them.
Oh, that's your orchid, Mrs. Hoyt.
Oh, ain't that pretty. Ain't that pretty. Well, thank you a thousand times.
Just hope you enjoy it.
Oh, ain't that sweet. You know, I listened to you when you was in St. Louis.
You heard me back in
St.
Louis?
Yeah, I did. And I listened to you when you was in Kansas City.
Yes.
And then you got away from me.
Mrs. Hoyt, I'm an elusive cuss. Oh, dear. Well, your first orchid. Here's a little birthday kiss for you, too.
Now you know what you done?
What?
You know what you done?
No.
You took a lot of powder off my face.
Happy birthday! What, Amanda was the first name? Marcella, happy birthday, dear Marcella. Come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marcella. Happy birthday to you.
And I hope you have a wonderful day, Marcella Hoyt. Speaking of birthdays, we're sending orchids to Mrs. Mary Warmack in Dayton, Ohio, to Mrs. Jane McCord in Sacramento, California, and to Mrs. Ruby Wertheimer, Ada, Ohio, to Mrs. Kate Whitmore, all of whom are celebrating their 100th birthdays today. Hope they're having a swell time, too. We've got to get off the network real fast. Out with your songs now, folks. We'll make our other awards after we leave the air. Our Dewberry Beauty Kit and other things. We're going to have some for you girls, too. Now, come on. And that ends our Hollywood breakfast. We have
a wonderful time.
You will remember to get your contribution into the national drive against cancer, won't you? Address your donations to American Cancer Society, Post Office Box 102, Hollywood, California. We'll be on the lookout for your dollars. Let's put this way over with a bang. That'll do it for today. Good luck to our nation and to Americans all over the world, wherever you may be listening, especially you south of the border. Till tomorrow, then. Bye, all.
I'm going to Breakfast in Hollywood. It's going to be transcribed at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's All Brand on Procter & Gamble's Ivory Coast.